it's on two wheels or four wheels, he's got you covered. The Motorsport Report with Wade Oringer on Sunraiser's 97.9 Triple M.
Very good morning to you, Wade-O. How are you this morning?
Oh, mate, after we cowed up the Tigers, I'm doing very well, thank you.
Yes, up the mighty West Coasters. Got the bye this weekend, so that's a big shame.
Yes.
All right. Now, plenty happening in the world of motorsport at the moment. What can you tell us about the Fink Desert Race?
Mildura boys did a fantastic job, Matt. The Waters boys in particular, Nick and Brody, top 10 situations for them. And Jason Stewart, second in class and 50th overall. That's a massive effort for those boys, considering they weren't going to be able to even get there and compete in the event. So, on your Mildura, great job, fellas, in the Fink Desert Race.
It's great to see Marc Marquez back into the MotoGP, and he's keen on a street race.
Yeah, now that just really blows my mind, Matt. The idea of concrete barriers and things like that with MotoGP bikes scares the hell out of me, but there is talk that, believe it or not, Indonesia is building a street circuit, an international street circuit, near Lombok, Bali, which is just mind-blowing in itself, the whole concept. So, interesting idea. Marquez says as long as it can be built safely with lots of runoff and all those sort of things, it could be a possibility. It's interesting. It'll be exciting. No doubt about that.
Yeah, looking forward to this coming Sunday, the Kumiela Memorial Sporting Club. Lee Adams, the film premiere, which you've had a big role in. What can you tell us about that, mate?
Oh, I'm really excited, Matt. Very, very proud to show people this on Sunday at 5:30. There'll be a bit of a pre-speech situation with Lee and the Hickman family, Darren and Rusty and Sandy and Steph and Brett. They're all going to be there. It's an hour documentary on Lee's bucket list on driving a sprint car with hand controls. It was 10 years ago last weekend that Lee was paralyzed in a practice session at the Fink Desert Race. And it's always been on his mind that he wanted to drive a sprint car. I spoke to these incredible people called the Hickmans down in Bendigo. Rusty is one of the superstars of the sport. He's only 21 years of age. And his dad, Darren, is just a phenomenal guy. I said to them, can we make this happen? Can we put a man who's paralyzed in a sprint car and let him realize his dream? And the Hickmans just rallied to it. They brought their incredible truck and car up late last year during COVID when we had those little breaks in the international travel situation from Bendigo to Mildura. And they made it happen. And the film shows a lot of Lee's early career with his international speedway. He talks very personally about his injury at Fink and his recuperation. So does Kylie, his beautiful wife. And then we reveal him driving that sprint car at B&S Earthworks Timmer Speedway. There are people like Plugger McCarthy and Charlie Hutchinson helping us with the track, and Andrew Kay and Les, the paramedics, Sonny Seffer, who filmed it, and the incredible Daniel D. Mildura boy lives in Bendigo, has done an amazing job on the edit, Matt. Tickets are still available for $20 if you want to come along on Sunday night. Call the Kumi Club. I'm very, very proud of this, Matt. I can't wait to show everybody.
And so you should be, mate. It's a fantastic job you've done, and everyone behind the scenes as well. Great to catch up with you, Wade-O. Thank you so much for your time this morning, mate. We'll catch up again next week, eh?
Good job, buddy. Good luck. Go the Eagles next week.
Good on you, mate. Wade Oringer with the Motorsport Report.